Our God in heaven, we pray that you will give us eyes to see, ears to hear, that when it's time to speak, you will give us words to speak. In the name of Jesus. One morning, a man woke up, got out of bed, grabbed his walking stick, and slowly made his way to the kitchen. He was a man of habits. He was a man of routines, and he was a man that put things where they were supposed to be. Everything was in its right place. Still, out of habit more than anything, even though everything was in its right place, just in case somebody had moved something in the night. Don't know who that would have been, but just in case, he would still tap his stick and put one hand out in front of him to make sure that he didn't hit anything, didn't run into anything, nothing jumped out in front of him. Made his way to the refrigerator, felt for the door, opened the door, grabbed something out of it. And again, even though he was a man of routines and he knew what he was pulling out of the refrigerator, there was that old habit that died hard where he would open the lid and smell it to make sure that he was actually grabbing the right thing. And then he sat down and ate breakfast. And then later that day, he saw Jesus. But the next morning, he woke up different. On that same next morning, another man woke up. Birds were singing just outside his window, but he did not know they were there until he looked over and saw the birds singing outside his window. He didn't have an alarm clock the way that you and I have an alarm clock. Instead, his alarm clock was one of those that started flashing lights whenever it was time to wake up, and that's how he woke up. He went outside and he saw a neighbor across the street. She waved to him and he waved back. Another one of the new people in the neighborhood shouted, "Good morning!" And then sort of cringed to himself because he knew that he was going to have to figure out a way to greet his new neighbor in a different way. And then later that day, he heard Jesus. And the next morning, he woke up different. Two miracles appear only in the Gospel of Mark. I want to say that again because I really want us to hear that. There are two miracles in the whole story, the big story of Jesus. There are two miracles that only appear in the Gospel of Mark. Although so much of Mark's stories show up in the other Gospels, these two do not. See and hear that as you will. Hear the word of the Lord from Mark 7, 31 through 37. Then he returned from the region of Tyre and went by way of Sidon towards the Sea of Galilee in the region of the Decapolis. They brought to him a deaf man who had an impediment in his speech, and they begged him to lay his hand on him. He took him aside in private, away from the crowd, and put his fingers into his ears, and he spat and touched his tongue. Then looking up to heaven, he sighed and said to him, "Ephphatha," that is, "be opened." And immediately his ears were opened and his tongue was released and he spoke plainly. Then Jesus ordered them to tell no one, but the more he ordered them, the more zealously they proclaimed it. They were astounded beyond measure, saying, "He has done everything well. He even makes the deaf to hear and the mute to speak." Again, hear the word of the Lord Just the next chapter, Mark 8, 22 through 26. They came to Bethsaida. Some people brought a blind man to him and begged him to touch him. He took the blind man by the hand and led him out of the village. And when he had put spit on his eyes and laid his hands on him, he asked him, "Can you see anything?" And the man looked up and said, "I can see people, but they look like trees walking." Then Jesus laid his hands on his eyes again, and he looked intently, and his sight was restored, and he saw everything clearly. Then he sent him away to his home, saying, "Don't even go into the village." What in the world? When a son looks like his dad, we say he's the spitting image of his father. Sometimes, whenever you're particularly close to something by way of distance, even though it's a little on the crude side, especially for church on a Sunday morning, in regular life, we might say that we are within spitting distance of something. In some countries, it's illegal to spit. The Maasai tribe in Africa, where my wife grew up, has a tradition of spitting on the bride and groom during the wedding to bless them. And some people even use the word spit as a bad word. So to think of Jesus spitting, especially as an act of healing? Well, some might consider that conduct unbecoming a Messiah. Can you imagine Jesus doing something like this at your wedding reception? You know, couldn't you have healed him somewhere else, Jesus? Couldn't you take him outside? Did you really have to spit at our wedding reception? Might be this one of the reasons that Jesus did take these two men aside from the crowd, because it was just such a bizarre method of healing. Yeah, I don't know. I don't think Jesus was there to impress them in the first place. But what Jesus does, and Jesus does this in more ways than just these two miracles, but boy, it sure does stand out in these two particular miracles that Jesus is giving people life in all of our humanity. Maybe these stories are showing us a sign of things to come, speaking to us words that are a foretaste of glory divine. A foreshadowing of what life is going to be like when we no longer see through a glass darkly, but when we actually see face to face. All the questions are answered. God's project of creation is made complete. It is finished. But if we're not careful, we can make such hope into an idol that distracts us from the beauty that we see in front of us every day, of the glory that we can see on this very morning, of the greatest story ever told that we have the ability to say out loud, right here, right now. We don't have to wait for it. And this may be the goodest of good news that we could possibly say this morning. We don't have to wait for it. We can see it today. We can hear it today. We can tell it today. Even when Jesus spits, an act that is so human, something that's just so human. Even when Jesus spits, we encounter the divine. These two stories actually help solidify my own faith when doubts arise and fears dismay. Because after all, I want you to really think about something for just a second. Just humor me for a minute. Think about this. Why would you tell a story about a deity come to earth who spits on the ground? And cares about the margins of society that no one else cares about. See, in both cases of Jesus encountering these two men, both are brought to him by the crowd, oddly enough, the very crowd who pushed him to the boundaries of society in the first place. Back then, blind people were dismissed as useless. They had no purpose. The deaf had no purpose, and those who could not speak were just set aside. They were, to use a word from our time, they were marginalized. They were pushed to the margins, to the outer edges, the boundaries of society. You know what a margin is? You ever had to hand in a paper to a professor that said, okay, make sure that you have 1-inch margins all around? Oh man, if I had a dime for every time I heard that, I'd probably have $30. 1-inch margins all around is a way of saying these outer edges that I'm going to eventually fill with red ink, but these outer edges, make them 1 inch all the way around to the outsides, the margins. And this is where people get pushed out to where they're not in the middle, not in the part that actually has meaning into the good stuff, pushed outside to the edges. That's what happened during Jesus' time. Blind people, deaf people, people who couldn't speak. Just keep going. Who else? I mean, tax collectors, prostitutes, lepers, all these people that get pushed to the margins of society. Where do we do that? Who do we push out to the margins of society? People that get in the way, people that don't fit with the normal, you know, black and white text of our lives, and we just push people out to the margins. And it really strikes me whenever I read the gospel stories of Jesus Christ in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, but boy, in Mark, they really stand out. That Jesus goes out of his way to go out to the people that society says you need to push out into the margins, and I'm going to go get them. And guess what I'm going to do when I heal them? I'm going to take them outside of the text of normal society, and I'm going to just go be with them. Even if it's only for a few minutes, I'm going to go out and be with them, and I'm going to heal them so that these people on the outer edges of society who are blind, you know, I'm going to spit on them. You're going to do what? I'm going to spit on them. Well, you're the Messiah. And I'm going to take a deaf guy and I'm going to walk him out to the margins of society where you people pushed him in the first place. And he can't speak, but by the time I get finished spitting on him, he's going to be able to hear and he's going to be able to speak. The margins. Boundaries of society. Meeting Jesus. I don't care who you are, where you come from, what your background is, what your day looks like today. Meeting Jesus always gives us things worth seeing, hearing, as well as things worth saying. And to this day, the whole story, the good news, the gospel, shows us things worth seeing. The gospel tells us things worth hearing. The gospel gives us life. A life worth speaking about out loud. That afternoon, the blind man must have walked home. I wonder what he saw. I wonder what he noticed. probably all the trees. And he could look at the trees and say, well, those aren't men. Those are trees. And then he saw people walking around. It's like, well, those are men and women. Those aren't trees. In his home, I wonder how many things he saw and thought to himself, well, that's not how I pictured it. Even when Jesus spits, it introduces a new world to us, one that we've never seen. And that next morning, as he woke up to a strange new light coming in through the window, I doubt quite seriously that he worried about tomorrow. For today, the entire world had changed. And I wonder what the deaf man heard that day. Birds. How different every woman's voice is from the other. Just, I can't imagine what all he heard. I wonder what all he said that day. You ever think that maybe he went home and looked in the mirror and said his own name out loud? Maybe went in the bathroom and said, sink, toilet, razor. Just all these things that he finally had the ability not only to name and say out loud, but he could hear them. Even when Jesus spits, it introduces a new world to us, one that we've never heard. And that next morning, as he woke up to the sound of chirping birds outside his window, I doubt quite seriously that he worried about tomorrow. For today, his whole world had completely changed. This morning, maybe you woke up to sunlight coming through the window. Maybe to the sound of birds singing just outside. We met Jesus today. And immediately he gave us something new to see. And immediately he told us things worth hearing. And immediately he gave us far better words to speak than the thin dialogue of our aching world. And tomorrow morning when we wake up again, things will be that much closer to good. Not because of our will, but because of what Jesus has done in our lives on this very morning. It's here. Can you see it? It's here. Can you hear it? Well, it's here. Are you telling the story? And to think it all started when Jesus himself spat on the ground. What a way to start a story. For those of us with ears to hear, eyes to see, and mouths that still have so much to say. And after all, Mark told us from the very beginning that this was going to be good news. Amen.